Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy and Sherry.
Sandy, Sherry, and Kelly is in the house from Plants for All Seasons. And you know, we've got people that we just have on the show who have done such a great job in Houston and for all of our lawn and gardens. And one of those is Best Choice Lawn. And you heard us talk about them all summer.
Yes.
Because it is critical for aerating your lawn.
And Ricky does an amazing job.
Yes.
You can call text Ricky to sign up for a yearly program now, which is very exciting.
That's
He's got
nice.
A yearly program that he started, which is one compost top dressing, two aerations, a spring and a fall, and six fertilizations.
Yeah.
And he uses all the good products.
That we talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So that's kind of nice because then he'll be in your yard six times a year to be able to see anything like he called Kelly and said, hey, we're seeing some sod webworms.
Yeah,
so that's kind of nice that he's in the yard and able to kind
More
of get
eyes
ahead
on your yard.
Or at least let you know that something's going on.
Yeah. So we have gotten so many great comments about Ricky's work. And it's so easy because at my age, I can't imagine renting an aerator and then figuring out how to use it and making sure I still have all my fingers and toes after I'm done. No way. You pick up the phone and you call Ricky at 713-890-9977.
Yes.
And if you can't remember the number, go to homeshowgardenpros.com and we have everybody listed there.
Yeah.
But Best Choice Lawn and its aeration, and that's what he does.
That is
so, you know, he's not going to be selling you anything else. That this is what he does. And I love this new program that he has for yearly because you can kind of just sign up and it's off of your list.
Exactly. And so, it will help you keep your yard watered.
Right.
It really will, because when we're aerating it twice a year and you're putting that good compost down, if we have a terrible summer next year, you're going to fare way better.
Okay.
So we've got to get the yard recovered from the drought last year. So that's a good reason to call him right now.
Right. So give Best Choice Lawn Aeration a call, and he will do a great job for you. We just love having Ricky part of us. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We have got George on the line. Good morning, George.
Good morning. I live in Corpus Christi, so I'm thinking my soil is not like yours in Houston.
Probably not.
So I don't have a lawn. I've got weeds and dirt.
Okay.
And I'm wondering, best time to resod it and what type of grass is best for here.
So I'm going to assume you can still grow St. Augustine there. So is it the best for there? Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, St. Augustine originated in Florida, I think. So
you
should be just fine being on the coast like that with some St. Augustine. And you can put it down any time of the year.
Yeah.
There are times where you may get a little more success quicker, but it doesn't matter. You can put it down now if you're ready to do it. Temperatures are good for you to be out there. But make sure you add some compost to the area, and it'll take really easily.
Yeah, okay, because you said you had dirt and weeds.
Yeah.
So the compost is going to be vital.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have everything. It's either weeds or it's just brown. That's all
Well, at least weeds are green.
Yeah, and I wouldn't worry about – well-manicured weeds look like a lawn, right? I would not battle the weeds with weed killers, but just get out. And if you're going to resod, go ahead and just mow those weeds down really short and bag it.
Yes.
And that'll that'll remove the weeds, the weed seeds, and the thatch on the grass. And then you can go ahead and lay your compost down and then your sod right on top.
All right. And so my neighbor has a pretty large tree with these little tiny leaves. I'm not sure what kind of tree it is.
Okay.
But there's, you know, there are tons of them everywhere. Does that hurt the soil in any way? Because there's lots of them all over the place.
Like the leaves are laying on the soil, or it's making baby trees everywhere?
No, it's just laying on the soil.
The leaves are on the soil. Well, no, leaves become compost, which will at first not be broken down enough for the St. Augustine to be in that area because they're not broken down into compost yet. But over time, they do feed back to the soil. Just think of a forest floor. It's full of leaves, and it's the most beautiful, rich soil you can get. So, I mean, that's totally fine. But, you know, that's why we don't like to see leaves just laying everywhere as people in our yards.
Because it looks messy.
It looks messy. And so that's why the compost pile became a thing, because it would turn into compost quicker. But if you just leave them there, they will soften and become nicer soil over time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Thanks a lot.
It's free compost there.
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks for your call, George. Have a great weekend. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We have got Kelly from Plants for All Seasons. They are up north off of 249. Great location. I mean, Kelly keeps the place stocked, and it is ready for fall planting.
It is.
So go and give Kelly or her team a visit at Plants for All Seasons. And just to remind you, we have Nelson Nursing Water Gardens, who is out in Katy, and they are also a Home Show Garden Pro. Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, who they are south in Richmond, Rosenberg area, and Nature's Way Resources, which is north, and Spring Gardens Nursery, which is in the Klein area. So they are all Home Show Garden Pros. Go and visit them this weekend with your list, and we will return after this.
Your projects, our experts. Find your inspiration at the Houston Fall Home Show, presented by Shell Federal Credit Union, October 20th through 22nd at NRG Park. 3 days only for great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with trusted local experts. Clean your home like a pro with HGTV's Patrick Richardson, the laundry guy, and explore the tiny home big backyard feature. From kitchens and baths to flooring and more, the Houston Fall Home Show, presented by Shell Federal Credit Union. Buy early and save on tickets at HoustonFallHomeShow.com.
Good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and we have a project location place that I love.
Oh yeah,
and it is Sienna Mulch. You have heard us talking about them. They are south in Rocheron, and you know, there's always, when there's something to do in the lawn, sometimes we have a little project or a little, we want to beef something up or refresh it a little, and Sienna Mulch is the place to go. They have mulch, soil, sand, compost, gravel, stones, anything for your projects.
All our favorite products.
Yeah, and all of in our one favorite spot. Foods. Yes, our fertilizers that we use on our lawns. Yeah, they've got the MicroLife and the Landscaper's Pride. They have all those Nelson plant foods. So Sienna Mulch is a great location to kind of be able to check off your list those big things that you need.
Mm-hmm.
And the gravels, you had mentioned about sort of a riverbed or
a dry riverbed
or lining your landscaping with rocks.
Yeah, and we do bull rock on our foundation, so you can do an easy termite check. So bull rock would be great to put along that foundation too.
Right. So Sienna Mulch is a great place for projects, beautiful location, and it's family owned and operated.
Family owned, second generation?
Yes.
Yeah. That's fun.
Yeah, and they're great on social media, too.
They have a blast on social media.
They really do.
Like I always say, they make rocks look so fun.
Yes, and it's another super sister act.
Yes, it is.
That's right.
And they have one brother.
They're not lucky like us.
We have two.
A little sibling competition here going on.
Yeah.
Well, we love Sienna Mulch, so go down and visit them in the Rocheron area, and they also do deliveries, too. So if you need some help in, you know, getting your large projects taken care of.
Yeah, I think like within 20 miles of their location.
Yes. So Sienna Mulch is so much more than mulch. You can find them on homeshowgardenpros.com, Sienna Mulch. And good morning, everybody. You are listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Sherry and I are here taking your calls and your questions at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. We are having a blast. We have had the most fun phone calls.
Well, we always have fun.
We always do.
And we've had amazing calls.
I know.
Lots of grass.
Great questions.
Lots of grass.
I was afraid the last one he was going to ask me to identify his tiny leaf tree. I was like, I don't know.
Hey, it all worked out because he got free compost.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. Well, and thanks for bringing that up because, Kelly, people can send in pictures if they need you to look.
Yes.
You can send a picture.
Which would be very helpful.
Yes, at homeshowgardenpros.com. Homeshowgardenpros.com. You can send in a picture.
Yes.
Like now, and then you can call in and we can pull it up and show it to Sherry and Kelly, and they can identify if you have any.
Yes, I love being able to put my eyes on things.
Yes, I know. And you know what? We did have a scary picture come up.
Uh-oh.
I can't wait to
a
show you.
A spooky Halloween picture?
Yes.
There's a lot of that. It's like everybody's dead yards is their
early Halloween decorations.
There was somebody that lost their Japanese blueberry, and they put a big spider and a spider web on it.
Oh, that's okay. Cute.
I have something to beat that.
Okay.
Last night, we drove through a neighborhood, and someone had a hearse on their front
yard. Oh, my gosh.
When you own a swimming pool.
That's like, I would not like that. I would need to say, okay, you got to draw the line here.
Yes.
So at homeshowgardenpros.com, you can send in pictures. And you can ask a question there, and you can follow it up with a phone call, which is great because then we can have a conversation with you.
Yes.
Because there's some questions that our pros always have, that they want to clarify. So here's this, gals. This is super scary. And going right along with the Halloween theme here, they're talking about their laurel oak tree, and it's got these fluffy things hanging off of them. He doesn't know if they're wasps or what they are. But here's the picture.
Yeah.
I wish everybody could see it. Maybe we'll post it on our...
You should post that.
I think you should post it.
Yes, because it is kind of scary
looking. And it is a gall. And they will either, the females will either lay their eggs on the leaf tissue.
Okay.
And it'll make that fuzzy.
It's like a fluffy fuzz. It looks like a cotton ball.
It's like kind of golden colored underneath the leaf of the oak.
Yeah. Okay. And then they'll also lay their eggs on the woody part. Okay. And then that will make the balls as well.
Like it swells, like a little pregnant belly on the little tiny branches.
Well, it looks like maybe it has. Is that what those little bumps are?
It could be. That's that. Who knows?
All right. Well, I'm going to post this picture later. And
it's a beneficial little wasp.
Is it?
But, and a lot of people think, oh, these are invading my trees. But really, they're in the healthiest trees in Houston. Yep. It's just you don't usually notice it unless there's something wrong with your tree.
Exactly. It's when the tree starts dropping leaves from either stress or we're going into the cooler fall weather and people see them on the ground and think, oh my gosh, this is making my tree drop leaves. It's not.
Yeah. There's more good bugs than bad bugs.
Correct.
So before you jump the gun and just start spraying insecticide over everything, take it into one of the Home Show Garden Pros or send the pictures to us and let's get a positive ID and a good plan of action.
Yeah. So he doesn't need to do anything.
No, that's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
It's good.
It's a good thing.
Well, we will put that picture up and we'll remind him that it's a good thing.
Yes.
It's not a bad guy. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And you can give Kelly and Sherry a call at 281-833-3333. And we will return after this.
Fall is the best time to be outside and the most important time to care for your lawns and gardens. Use MicroLife all-organic fertilizers, liquids, and granulars. Mother Nature will love you for it. Brown patch in your lawn? Not a problem. Use MicroLife Brown Patch or MicroLife MicroGrow. Always safe and always effective. No matter what you plant, MicroLife Organic Fertilizers are your best choice. MicroLife Organic Fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Where is that?
Meet Jane. Jane is frustrated and stressed because Jane is wildly disorganized. In comes Shelf Genie.
There you are. That was easy. Thanks, Shelf Genie.
Shelf Genie makes your life easier one glide-out shelf at a time. A design consultant comes to your home, assesses your needs, and goes over options to make your daily routine as seamless as possible. Be like Jane. Make good choices. Book a free design consultation with Shelf Genie today. ShelfGenie.com/Houston.
When you own a swimming pool in Texas, there are two things you want. You want it clean and you want it clear. Hello, I'm Joe Puccio, the owner of Clean and Clear Pools. Stop spending your weekends cleaning your filters, vacuuming, and checking chemicals. Let us do it. From supplies, maintenance, pumps, repairs, and hard diagnostics, our licensed technicians have you covered. Tom Tynan trusts Clean and Clear Pools. You can too. Clean and Clear Pools at Highway 6 North and West Road. Get a free quote and check us out at cleanandclearpoolstx.com.
Yellowing patches are a warming sign of brown patch. See it? Spray it with humic acid now. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. Thank you for joining us this morning on this beautiful fall morning. We can call it fall.
Yes, officially.
Official on this total eclipse day, too. So be careful out there. Make sure you get your glasses or just look down and pull weeds.
Yes. There you go.
Well, you know, we're talking a lot about lawns and gardens and landscaping and trees and, you know, what do we do here and there? Well, you know what? We all have trees around us, and they are one of your largest investments on your property.
And trees have taken a beating this year.
That's what I'm hearing.
So there's
from
a lot of tree questions
right
that we've been hearing as well.
And we have got a go-to for you. Woodlands Tree Experts. Ed Dolphin is a board-certified arborist at Woodland Tree Experts, and he can help you. He can help diagnose what's going on with your tree.
Yeah, he's been in the area forever.
Right.
So he knows what's happening on trees right now and, you know, what you need to treat and what you don't have to treat. And you know, he can look at a tree that we don't even see something wrong with and go, okay, this is going to be a problem. So.
Right. So he can kind of – he's your doctor for your trees.
Yes.
And that's what he does, and he's been doing it for 30 years, and he's a board-certified arborist. And we always talk about that that's important because we don't want just somebody coming out to your yard and saying, well, let's just cut it down and put another one in.
Yeah, it's the biggest thing that you can do to increase your property values, have healthy, beautiful trees.
Right. So Woodland Tree Experts, Ed Dolphin, he'll diagnose and he can talk about fertilization in your soils, if there's an insect problem. He can help with planting new trees, pruning, and if you have to, removal.
Yeah.
So he can do all of that for you. Ed is your doctor to your trees. So give him a call about some diagnosis and sort of to give you some encouragement about your trees. So Woodland Tree Experts. Call Ed at 713-703-2701 or woodlandstreeexperts.com or homeshowgardenpros.com. And then you can look him up there and go Woodlands Tree Expert. So make sure that you take care of those trees.
Absolutely.
He can help you with that. And this is Home Show Garden Pros, and we have got a line of calls for you ladies. Good morning, Alvin. How are you?
I'm okay.
And what do you have for Kelly and Sherry?
Well, it's a lawn question. I'm trying to get the sequence of events as far as what I should do as far as should I spread the grass seed and then let that sit for a few days and then fertilize? Should I fertilize first, allow that to sit, and then spread grass seed? Should I be looking at doing any sort of grass seed now at this time of the year or wait?
All right.
So which variety of grass seed are you thinking about seeding?
Do
you have grass now?
Yes. They took a beating during the drought.
Sure.
And there are some spots and all that kind of stuff. Now, the backyard recovered well.
Good.
I mean, it literally, as the dogs walk on, it looked like they're walking on a plush carpet.
But I did
spread grass seed on that last year.
Okay.
And all that kind of stuff. But I did not do the front. I wanted to see how it would react before I do the front. But I don't remember what grass seed I used or whatever.
Right. For this time of year, it's typically you would put down your cooler weather grass seeds. So that's going to be more like your ryegrass or your fescue. The ryegrass is more common for this time of year, but it is just a cool season grass. So next spring, when we start warming up, it'll start fading out and your St. Augustine can then thicken back up into those areas. So that's just kind of it's. If that's what you want to do, you could go out and either plug or sod St. Augustine, since that's the main grass that we typically have, and do that. And yes, you could. You do let it sit for a few days and start to germinate. And then as it, you know, you could do things like liquid seaweed and.
Yeah. And the fall fertilizer is great on the ryegrass, especially with that high last number.
Mm-hmm.
So after you get some germination going, you could follow it up probably 2 or 3 weeks later with a fall fertilizer. You just don't want to do something like the carbo load that has
pre-emergent
in it until all your grass.
You want those seeds to germinate.
Yeah, yes. You got it.
Yeah,
you got it.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
You bet, Alvin. Thanks for the call.
Great.
Yeah, I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of overseeding this year just because there's so much
patchy,
damaged grass.
And
we want pretty green grass. And I just I tell people to be really careful when buying your ryegrass seed. Make sure you get a high quality turf type ryegrass. Mm-hmm. Don't just do your regular annual, plain annual, because it wants to get taller. And if you miss a mowing, it's going to lay down.
Yeah.
Oh. And then it just like always looks floppy.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So if you want something that's nice and green and thick, like what they put on a golf course, you mm-hmm. want to turf. Do an annual turf type, mm-hmm. it's going to cost you a little bit more, but it's going to be worth it in the long run.
Okay. An annual turf type, or our fallback is the St. Augustine plants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. You got it.
Well, good. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros. All sorts of great information
mm-hmm.
at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And when we return, we'll talk with Paul and Michael.
Native plants thrive in Texas heat with less water. Previously, they were hard to find near Conroe or the Woodlands. Till now. Select from hundreds of native plants and summer veggies at Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Bring your dog, kids, and shop over 2 acres of flowers, vegetables, and plants. Nature's Way experts help you pick the right plants, organic soils, and supplements for success. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, 45 North at FM 1488, naturesway resources.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Isaac Snoon from Spring Gardens Nursery. Falling rain, falling temps, and falling prices. Today, only all annual color flats available are on sale. 50% off for only $12.50 a flat and 18 count of 4-inch plants. Regularly priced at $24.99 a flat. Now is the time to start planting. Come visit us and let us help you create your own personal paradise. The weather's a little better. It's getting a little cooler. Great time to get out in your garden and do a little cleanup. We've got great annuals. We've got marigolds. We've got petunias, snapdragons, dianthus. And we've got a great deal on perennials, such as lantana, butterfly weed, and we've got a great deal on those trees. For example, crepe myrtles, magnolias, vitex, and we still have a great deal. If you spend $200 with Spring Gardens, you get a free garden box. Let's get out and work in our garden and make gardening fun again. If you need any help recovering, please come in and see us at Spring Gardens. We'd love to help you out. Easy to get to at 2420 Gosling Road, Spring, Texas. We're open to the public. Spring Gardens Nursery, another day in paradise. Back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And thank you, Isaac. We love Spring Gardens Nursery. Beautiful, another beautiful Home Show Garden Pro location. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And, you know, we have got all of our things on the shelf that we need. Azomite is another one. And we had someone calling us about Azomite a little while ago.
Yes.
And I can vouch for it because about 3 weeks ago, Sherry, mm-hmm. you had guided me on a small area of grass that I had that I knew why it was dead because mm-hmm. it wasn't getting water in this one place. And I had given up on it. And Sherry says, Sandy, just do this.
Yeah.
So I did my Azomite on the good grass and on the what I thought was dead. I literally came back 4 days later and I had sprigs of green coming up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing when you get, you give the soil what it needs.
Yes.
The grass will want to grow on it.
And what it needs is minerals to help improve the soil. Because I hear you talking about soil all the time. Mm-hmm. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. And Azomite, it's everything you need in one bag.
Right.
To do that mineral supplementation. It's so easy to put out.
It is. I heard you advising, you can use a spreader or whatever. I just did it like chicken feed.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's right, but it worked.
That's scary for some people.
Oh, is it scary? Yeah.
The great thing is it's non-burning, so you don't have to worry about overdoing it. And like the caller that we had before, and she has a patio home, and I'm mm-hmm. like, put it everywhere.
Yeah.
Put it on your trees and your shrubs.
And I did.
Everywhere with soil and roots.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to have benefits.
Right.
In my vegetable gardens.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm growing, taking my time and energy to grow my own vegetables, I want them to be the most mineral dense. Right. and most nutritious for my family. And you get that when you put the azomite out. So it puts your micronutrients back in the soil, improves your root systems, and is safe for your planet or for our planet and pets.
Yes.
So you don't have to worry about the dogs walking on it.
That's good.
Yeah. So spread a bag of azomite all over your yard and then water it in. Yeah. It helps your water break down your trace minerals for proper absorption.
We love our azomite.
Yep. So find out more. Go to homeshowgardenpros.com.
Great.
Yeah. Well, it should be on everybody's list
this
week.
Thank you, azomite. And I can vouch for it.
Yeah.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We have got Paul on the line. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. What do you have for Kelly and Sherry?
I think I heard you use the phrase shade tolerance, St. Augustine.
Yes. Yes, there's some different varieties. Yes.
I did not know that. I live up in Conroe. Mm-hmm. Can you give me a clue or some direction as to where I might go and find that?
In Conroe, I'm not sure if Nature's Way carries it.
Think they do, but you could call Nature's Way Resources and see if they have the Palmetto St. Augustine plugs.
Yes.
Okay. They're right next to me up here.
Yeah.
So, I'll give them a call, and maybe they can tell me where I can find them.
If not, I do have them. You can drive down and see me at Plants for All Seasons. It's a little bit of a trek for you, but it's not terrible.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Exactly.
I got it.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Paul. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And when we return, we will talk with Michael and Andy after this.
How you start is how you finish.
Goes for life, lawn, and gardening.
We can help with two of those.
We're Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
Good growing starts with good advice.
And the right stuff.
The kind you'll find at Nelson's.
Plants green and flowering. Hand-selected for our climate.
Plus tools, supplies, and advice from start to finish.
Because a beautiful lawn and garden makes life better.
I guess we can help with all three.
We're Nelson Nursery.
And Water Gardens.
NelsonWaterGardens.com. Just north of I-10 on Katy Fort Bend Road.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscapers Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscapers Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals, so grab a bag of Landscapers Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
Bring on the molasses. Overspray your lawn with molasses. Bugs hate it. Caterpillars can't eat it. And it stops fall fungi. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. What a fun morning. We always have fun on Saturday mornings with our Home Show Garden Pros. And our pro this morning is Kelly from Plants for All Seasons up on 249. We love Plants for All Seasons. There are times when I'll go up there and I'll get something from you, and then I swing in right before you close because I forgot something. You
know? Right. Whoopsie. It's the two-a-days.
Yes. The two-a-days. I do that sometimes. Well, you are listening to Home Show Garden Pros, and you know this is the time of year for the second spring. We talk about that in our lawn and garden. It's a great time to do planting, and it's also a great time for projects. And the Houston Fall Home and Garden Show at NRG is taking place next weekend, October 20th through 22nd. All sorts of great things happening there. What I love to mention is to make sure that you let them know if you are a first responder, a senior, or a teacher, because they have special discounts for all of those groups of people. So thank you to all of you who take care of us and educate our kids. So it's at NRG next weekend. Unfortunately, there is a charge for parking, or you can ride the Metro. Mm-hmm. So you can get more information on homeshowradio.com, homeshowradio.com. And for more information on the Houston Fall Home and Garden Show, to get your project started. And Tom Tynan is going to be broadcasting from there, so you can ask him questions in person, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Celebrity show.
You can go get on the radio.
Yes. Yes.
Touch of fame.
Yes. So that's next weekend. And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We have got Michael on the line. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Yeah.
I have a question about pruning a peach tree. I don't know if you know, I should wait some other time to do it because of the weather. But what I wanted to do was just too many branches that are crisscrossing.
Yes.
I wanted to cut some of those. And then maybe I wanted to cut it like about 2 feet from the top because it's about 15 feet tall.
Uh-huh.
Should I wait at another time to do it because of the weather? Or what do y'all recommend?
Normally, you do wait until the tree goes dormant to do your pruning on your peaches.
Okay.
So I would wait. I mean, if there's just branches that are bothering you or poking out in a weird way, you can clip those anytime. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But for your major pruning of heavy crisscrossing and leading into spring,
yeah,
you wait for the tree to be dormant.
So like February, do you want him to do that or when?
Yeah, January, February are going to be, yeah,
if you do it now. Coolest times, typically.
If you do it now, when you fresh cut something, it wants to force on some new growth. So if we do it right now, and we have an extended warm period, you could have some regrowth, and then you'll risk damaging it in the winter.
It's confused.
Yes. And it needs to go, it needs to go to sleep, and the sap will slow down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you know what, Michael? It's almost like you've been in my backyard. I'm glad you answered that question because I had the same question about my peach tree.
Yeah.
So did you have something else?
Yeah, I did. In the front yard, I have some pavers. And in between, I'm trying to grow some dwarf monkey grass.
Okay.
In the winter, because of the angle of the sun, it's perfect. It's shaded.
Yeah.
But in the summer, because of the angle of the sun, it gets quite a bit of a sun.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it browns the dwarf monkey grass. I just wondered, is there such a thing? Do y'all know of such a tree, maybe like a midget tree that would grow no taller than 10 or 15 feet tall? Something that I could plant there in the midst of it, something that will keep it shaded
in the summertime. Yeah, I mean, there are shorter varieties of crepe myrtles. There's vitex. There's some smaller red buds that could handle some more sun and give some shade to that. So there are some smaller trees you could do.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, and do y'all sell them in your
nursery? Of course. Yes. We do have those in stock right now.
Yeah.
At Plants for All Seasons?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And there would be something other than a crepe myrtle. Because the reason why I want to stay away from crepe myrtle is because during the winter it loses its, it's a skeleton.
Yeah. Yes. But most of your small trees like that are going to be deciduous like that. Anything that's really going to give you a pretty flower. There's some smaller, like a smaller magnolia, like a little gem magnolia, that would keep its leaves. You know, it just, your evergreen trees tend to be like your bigger trees, unfortunately, like your live oak and your magnolia. But the little gem, and then there's another one, I think I have it, called teddy bear, that is also a smaller variety of magnolia, but it'll take them longer to create the shade that you're looking for.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that very much.
Hey, Michael, I have one more thing with that peach tree. Sure. I have noticed on my peach tree, when I use things like the azomite, I don't have as many problems on my peaches. So you may think about doing a remineralizer on it. And when I say problems, the tree stays fuller and nicer whenever I keep it fed and remineralized.
Interesting.
So just FYI, you have less viruses that can attack it. You'll get less insects. So
great.
Just something I've noticed on mine.
And I was going to ask you about the azomite. Would it be good for my peach tree? So I'm glad. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you answered that.
Yeah, I just know on apples and peaches they can get all kinds of leaf spots,
scabs
and diseases.
And weird
things. And I've noticed that since we've been using the azomite very regularly, that I have less of those problems.
Okay. I will certainly purchase it.
Great. Perfect. Thank you, Michael.
Thanks
have a good day,
Michael. Great call. Great information, too. Yeah. Thanks for the reminder about the azomite on those peach and apple trees. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We have a special surprise caller after this.
Trees are the earth's lungs. They purify the air, keeping things cool. And Lord knows we could use that. But, as you know, trees can't speak, and that is where we come in. Hi, I'm Ed Dolphin, certified arborist and the brains behind the Woodlands Tree Experts. With over 30 years of tree care experience, we can diagnose all of your tree-related issues from roots below the soil to the tip of the branches, from pruning to removal, insect control, even fertilization issues. We keep your trees healthy, looking good, and safe. Let us speak for your trees. TheWoodlandsTreeExperts.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend. Landscapers Pride mulches and soils, premium quality and locally sourced. Let's grow together. Sienna Mulch, everything to give your yard a beautiful start. Sienna Mulch, off 521 in Rocheron. Plants for Texas, Texas grown for Texas gardens. Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
And good morning. Well, I love this time of year. Well, I love all times of year because we can plant. we can plant and work
in the garden. It's always a good time to garden.
Yes, it is. And you know, a great thing to look for when you go to our Home Show Garden Pros are the Plants for Texas by Magnolia Gardens.
Yes. So they're easy to spot in the nursery because their pots have a Texas on them.
Yes.
And they have the Texas tag.
Right.
But they're all perennials and well-adapted plants, or natives and well-adapted plants.
Natives and well-adapted. Yes.
And I know, Kelly, you just made a huge order of these.
Yes.
But they're just kind of no-brainers. You know, if they have that Texas, you know that they're going to survive our Texas summers.
Right.
And most of our Texas winters. Uh-huh. You know, occasionally we get that one where you have something newly planted that zaps it. But they're better adapted to handle our crazy Texas weather.
These plants are for Texas. Mm-hmm. They're Texas born, which means they've, you know, worked on them here. They're Texas tested for Texas gardens. Mm-hmm. And we talk a lot about local and the need to make sure that you know what you're getting in plants. And these look for that brown kind of tan pot.
Yep.
And it's got the Texas logo on it and the shape of Texas tags. And our Home Show Garden Pros carry these.
Yeah.
So if you're new at gardening, it's fun to sort of, that could be a go-to for you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're experienced, it's nice to have these, you know, successful plants. I love what they told us when we talked to them. Green thumb optional.
Yeah, right.
I love that. You don't have to have a green thumb
and
because
it's great.
These are really good plants. They're easy for success.
They have over 40 seasonal varieties, mm-hmm. including perennials like plumbago and rosemary barbecue, or mm-hmm. barbecue rosemary, sorry,
mm-hmm.
And Texas lantana. And they have ornamental grasses and succulents like red yucca, which did amazing in the drought.
Yeah.
So for more information, you can go to plantsfortexas.com to get an extensive list or visit your Home Show Garden Pros. And if they don't have them, say, hey, where's your Plants for Texas?
Yes, absolutely.
And with the Texas tag, and they will make sure and get them.
Right. Plantsfortexas.com. So we love those go-tos. And we have a special caller on the – well, all of our callers are special. Thank you very much for calling in at 281-833-3333. And Andy will get to you right after this caller, who is Isaac. Good morning, Isaac, from Spring Gardens Nursery. What's up, Isaac?
Good morning. Good morning. How are you doing?
We're good. So what's up?
Well, at 9 o'clock, I'm having a special class, free to the public, on drought recovery.
Oh, nice. Okay, at Spring Gardens Nursery, give us the address.
It's 24201 Gosling Road in Spring, Texas, 77389 at Spring Gardens Nursery.
Right near Klein Oak?
We're behind Klein Oak High School. We're right across the bridge from Butler House.
Yeah. Well, that's great. That is going to be a great help for people recovering from the drought.
Yeah, so if you're getting up and your yard is stressed and you need some help and you got 15 minutes, get over to Spring Gardens Nursery.
Yes.
And they'll have Isaac help you get some drought recovery going on.
Great. Well, thanks a lot, Isaac, for the reminder.
Yeah, we got a great deal on our flats of seasonal color. They're half price today only.
Awesome. Well, thanks very much, Isaac, from Spring Gardens Nursery. Go and visit him about drought recovery today at 9 a.m. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We have got Andy on the line. Good morning, Andy.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
What you got for Kelly?
Oh, man, do I need some help here.
Right. Let me get more coffee. Hold on.
I planted about 30 baby gem boxwoods earlier this year. We had some other plants that died from the freeze, and so we planted these up. And what's happening, and it started kind of probably mid-year, they started, some of them, not all of them, so I would say of the 15 or so I planted on one side of the house, some started turning, the petals started turning a little bit brownish, mm-hmm. and it started more. So then I cranked up the water, thinking that's what was the problem. But now I've cut back the water quite a bit. But it's what happens, they turn brown and they just turn like really light brown.
Right.
And
Branch by branch.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And one of the guys who does a lot of landscaping around here for the builder, he said, oh, these things are prone to have this fungicide. You'll never get rid of them.
Right.
And you just need to replace them all. And I just wanted to find out, is that true or can I actually treat these things when they come back?
It's really hard to treat it and get control of it because there's two different funguses that are attacking boxwoods now since we've had all the weather stresses the past few years of the extreme cold and then now this drought. So, yes, there are things you can try, but it's really you're just putting a Band-Aid on their slow death.
Yeah, and it's there's a lot of things to throw at it. You just are going to have to kind of evaluate what you're willing to put into it and if the investment's worth it.
Okay.
Because it might be easier for you to just say, okay,
no more
let's take these boxwoods out. You know, the Phytophthora, which Kelly's talking about, has just built up to epic proportions.
Yeah.
And it's just hard until we remove the host, which is the boxwood. The disease is going to keep proliferating. So, you know, I think, you know, if you're having the problem, I would say let's just take them out. Put something in like a dwarf yelpon holly. Mm-hmm. Which is about bulletproof.
Pretty much at this point. We haven't ruined it yet.
Yeah, until they're overplanted. If you wanted to try to battle it, you can do systemic fungicides, drench fungicides, but then we have to build the soil. The only way to get ahead of that disease is to build the good guys up to take over the bad guys. Just like we talk about with our health and our gut.
Yep.
It's kind of like you got to do the probiotic effect, but it takes time. It's like the health food, right?
Yeah.
It takes time
to
build
lose
it up.
Them during that time.
Yeah.
You will
have
more go downhill while you're recovering, unfortunately.
Mm. Yeah. So a good replacement again, a couple good replacements or what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dwarf yelpon holly would be a good replacement for that. You could do Nandinas. I mean, there's
Carissa holly.
Yeah.
You know, it just depends on
but
what you're doing.
Still build your soil. Get a good compost. Don't use topsoil. Do a good compost and put your MicroLife down and let's really inoculate the soil with good stuff, no matter what you're planting.
Great. I appreciate the advice. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Beth.
Thanks.
Yeah, I have battled that and I have gotten ahead of it by building the soil.
Right.
But then you lose more and have more damaged.
Yeah, it's a long process.
Yeah, and then I ended up taking the boxwoods out anyways.
Yeah,
although
I
just had to prove to myself that I could beat it.
Oh, yeah. But that's great advice. He sounded overwhelmed, and I think we fixed his problem.
Yeah, hopefully. Sometimes you just got to cut your losses.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Thanks for helping Jeremy. Or Andy.
Yes.
Helping Andy on those. And we will talk with Jeremy when we return to Home Sugar Garden Pros after this.
Your beautiful yard starts here at Sienna Mulch. Hi, I'm Ashley from Sienna Mulch. We're a family-owned green recycler and manufacture our own premium hardwood mulch. Come find the varieties of mulch, compost, soil, sand, gravel, and stone that add more beautiful to your yard. No truck? No problem. We deliver. While here, grab your favorite fertilizers, plant food, and landscaping tools. Everything to give your yard a beautiful start. Visit Sienna Mulch off 521 in Rose Sharon. Online at siennamulch.com.
When you're ready for that lawn you've dreamed of, choose Best Choice Lawn Aeration to elevate your outdoor space. Best Choice has a team of experts that know that aeration is the key to unlocking healthy, vibrant lawns. Loosening your compacted soil will ensure optimal air, water, and nutrient circulation to the roots, resulting in lush, green, and resilient grass. Level up your lawn game and aerate it with Best Choice Lawn Aeration and experience the difference. BCAerationTX.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
I love Chad. He is in charge of the show. He's the producer, I'm assuming is his title. Anyway, he's my boss, our boss.
Yes.
And he sets up all these great bumper songs for us.
Yep, and that are very timely and appropriate.
So we love our Chad. Well, we also love Nelson Plant Food.
Yes, we do.
It is a must on my shelf. I've got to laugh because we did a video one time, and I had to send one of our employees to my house to go get some more because I forgot to bring them. And she's like, oh my gosh, Sandy, which ones do you want? I said, just bring all the Nelsons.
I mean, all of them.
I had like seven of them or something. So I love the Color Star. It is kind of my go-to for my potted plants and my shrubbery.
I love the way they look on the shelf too.
Oh, I know. They're colorful.
Because you can make your garage look pretty too.
Yes, I know. Yes. Well,
it's Pinteresty.
Yes.
So Nelson Plant Food is a must to have on your shelves. And I know, Sherry, you keep reminding us about they also have the Turf Star, that carbo load that is important for our lawn.
Very important. It's kind of like the antifreeze for your roots.
I love that.
And like the collar earlier, you can put it in your flower beds too, in your grass. And it has the pre-emergent herbicide, so it'll prevent weeds. Yeah. And, you know, a very exciting time for them. Today is their 40th birthday.
Oh, Nelson's 40th birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Nelson Plant Food. Dean and Julie started it.
Yeah.
On October 14th, 40 years ago.
Oh, that's awesome.
When they were babies, starting out.
Yes, right out of A&M.
Yep. So super excited for them. You know, it's hard in this day and age to run a small business.
Yeah, and they have he's done it.
Persevered and made it through some tough times. And now they have a great legacy to leave for their family, their kids and their grandkids. So.
And for our lawn and gardens. Thank you.
Yes, I know. Thank God for Nelson's Plant Food. Yes. And all their amazing products. So everybody needs to put on their list, get your carbo load out. Mm-hmm. Another great thing, carbo load, $2 of every bag goes to the Randy Lemon Endowment and A&M to help a horticulture student.
Yes.
With their education, which we need right now. Mm-hmm. We need help with people in horticulture. Because it's not a very attractive field for some young people.
It's work.
It's work. But it's very necessary.
Yeah, it's necessary and it's rewarding.
It's extremely rewarding.
What you're doing for people and for our environment and our food.
And
sources.
Everywhere you go, people are talking about plants. So we need those horticulturalists. So congratulations, Dean and Julie Nelson, on that amazing accomplishment of 40 years. We're very proud of you.
Texas made targeted nutrition for helping our plants grow stronger. Feed your plants with Nelson Plant Food. And congratulations, happy 40th to Nelson Plant Foods. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And Kelly is taking your calls and questions. And we've got Jeremy. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning, ladies.
Hi. Hi. What you got today?
For informational purposes, I have a hankering to get a sour cherry tree. However, I'm in Bolivar, and I'm not sure if am I going to get anything from it, or does cherry need a hard freeze?
Cherry needs a hard freeze. Correct. Yeah. Not a true cherry is not meant for Houston,
move to
Texas.
Washington State. Because even the cherries that we can grow here aren't what you're wanting.
No. I mean, there are people that love them, but it'll be disappointing to you more than likely.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So we need to move on to the next fruit.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Jeremy. Have a good day. Yeah, I know. I love when I go to Ohio and visit my in-laws when the cherry tree is making fruit. Nothing better than picking a cherry right off the tree.
Well,
you have to fight the birds and the squirrels. But
Well, you have to do that everywhere. You have to do that here with our peaches and apples. And yes. So, Plants for All Seasons, Kelly. Thank you so much for being with us today.
It's always fun with you, girl.
Oh, I know. I love it because I get to drive her here. We have coffee together.
I know they bring their
on
coffee
the way.
In.
Yes. Yeah.
So when I walk into Plants for All Seasons today, what have you done?
What have you done? Oh my gosh, so much. So we have gotten in our fall color. And pansies are starting. That was a little touch and go because it was still warm this week.
Yeah, right.
But we have plenty mm-hmm. of flowers. We've still got mums for all of you that want to put your hay bale and your pumpkins. You, mm-hmm. You've got beautiful, beautiful
We don't have
mums.
Pumpkins. But...
I do not. I'm sorry. I'm anti-stinky pumpkin. I don't want to be around them all day. Everybody's like, it's as so they cute. Rot. I'm like, as they sit here and rot. No, thank you. But it is cute at your house. So we have all that. We're loading back up on shrubs for fall planting, and we are really, I'm focusing more on the things that really did survive the freezes yeah. and the drought together. That's the big questions for everybody. So we do have good coverage on those items, mm-hmm. such as Texas sage, dwarf yopons, mm-hmm. Even everybody's favorites, foxtail ferns,
all the sunshine legustrums,
all of the plants for Texas, Rob, woot woot. sorry, that's my salesperson. So yes, there's plenty to choose from. It's really beautiful. It always, you know, I forget how pretty it is. Oh, and then the every once in a while I walk in. Yeah, I've got a table of cyclamen, but sometimes you just walk in and it kind of can just take your breath away sometimes.
Yeah.
So. And your lawn can look that way too. Your
yes.
landscaping
and lawn at other so people. Nice. You can take it to your house and make it beautiful.
Exactly. Yep.
All right.
Well, we love Plants for All Seasons. Thanks so much for being
Thank
here with
you.
Us this morning.
It
so
was
much
fun.
Fun.
Yes.
Yes. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We'll return after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.